Memory doesn't always serve me well when it comes to getting things done. Even when I have the best intentions to do something that will help me save money, sometimes the details slip by me. Has that ever happened to you? You get hit with a late payment because you forgot to pay a bill, you meant to save money, but got to the end of the month and you hadn't saved a dime? You're not alone. And there's one way to make sure you remember. Automate your finances. By automating your finances, you can take control of your personal finances and save money doing it. Tell your money where to go, how often it should go there, and then let it do its thing. Set it and forget it. Now, I don't automate everything at our house, but there are a few things that have helped me to automate my finances and save money. First, we have our paychecks automatically deposited. Nearly all of our income goes directly from the employer into either checking or savings accounts, with the majority of it going into savings. If we don't touch the physical check, we're much less likely to cash it out and fritter away a portion of it on stuff we don't need. Putting the majority of our income into savings allows us to keep tight reins on our spending. We can always take the money out later if we really need it. And having to go through that transfer process helps us make sure we're taking out money for the right reasons. I also put money into a flexible spending account. Each payday, we have money set aside in a flexible spending account. Because that money comes from pre-tax dollars, we see a savings in our tax bill, and it forces us to prepare for things like medical illnesses, eyeglasses, and those kinds of things. We put money into our retirement accounts. Automatically, we have a portion of our paychecks go directly into those accounts. If we don't see it in our checking, we aren't tempted to spend it. The retirement accounts grow with only minor adjustments each year, and we don't spend a lot of time worrying about the future because of it. We also have our insurance and property taxes put into an escrow account. So remembering to save up money for homeowners insurance and property taxes, that can be a bit of a challenge. And let me tell you, it's no fun to realize that you have a big tax payment due right before summer vacation. So we set up an escrow account when we took out our mortgage. And when we pay our mortgage payment, we also pay a little each month toward those taxes and insurance. It's much easier to pay those smaller amounts each month than that larger lump sum all at once or twice a year. I also schedule my mortgage payment to come directly from my savings account each month. So since most of our money goes from our paycheck into savings, it is simple to have that money applied to our house payment. We save a stamp, an envelope, the hassle of filling things out, and we get the peace of mind knowing that we won't be late on our house payment. Recurring regular expenses like phone, utilities, satellite, and internet, those are all billed to a rewards credit card. We truly believe that if you don't carry a balance, you can use your credit card to save money. We put those regular recurring bills on a rewards credit card so that we can earn rewards more quickly. Those rewards are used to buy things we need or to shop for birthday and Christmas gifts. The credit card also offers some protection in the case of billing errors, and automating the payments saves time, so I never have to worry about late fees with this method. Just make sure I pay the bill in full every month. So there are some risks to automating your finances, and it's easy to become complacent and not comparison shop. Billing errors could go unnoticed and cost you money, so there are a few things I make sure I do so that automating my finances doesn't cost me. First of all, I'm very selective about what types of things I automate. I don't like to automate things like membership fees, magazine subscriptions, or charity donations, and I make it a point to never put anything I buy on a payment plan. Those are all things that I may decide I'm no longer interested in supporting, and it can be cumbersome to put an end to automated payments. So blindly allowing automated payments to continue, particularly for services you don't use and love, can be expensive. I review my accounts regularly, so that means I read everything that's sent to me by mail or email regarding my services. Those communications can alert you to price increases or account changes, so you need to make sure that you review your accounts so that you make sure you're being charged correctly. Credit cards expire, so if you're using one to automatically pay a bill, make sure you update your billing information accordingly. And I continue to shop around, so even though you've set up your automatic payments and deposits, your work isn't over. If you want to continue to save money, you'll need to continue to educate yourself on all of the options available to you. Shop for lower rates regularly. Make sure to balance your retirement accounts so that they earn as much as they can for you. I don't have any car loans or student debt, but if I did, putting those on automatic payments could also help avoid potential late fees. And in the case of your student loans, you might even get a reduction in your interest rate. You can also automate your finances to set up sinking funds to cover regular expenses. You could choose to have money taken from your paychecks and set aside in special accounts for things like car insurance or Christmas gifts. Then when those bills or events come up, you're not stressed out trying to figure out how to pay for them. You just go to your account and take the money out, pay the bill. Automating your finances saves time and money because you don't have to make extra trips to the bank or to the post office. You save money on postage, you guarantee your payments arrive on time, and never forget to save. It's a great way to make sure you're making the most of your money.